when it arrives, it then connects straight through to Kimbe, where we're having the PNG Games, which is happening right now. And the Queen's Baton Relay will coincide with the closing of the PNG National Games. So we're excited about the opportunity of sharing the Queen's Baton Relay, its journey with the rest of our country, who are all there at the game. We have provinces from around the country that are participating in those games. So we thought it would be fitting to take the Queen's Baton across to Kimbe and share the relay with the rest of the country.
So how many people will actually be involved in the relay itself?
There's an organizing committee set up in Kimbe, and they've actually programmed for 50 baton runners. They'll be taking it around different parts of Kimbe, from Talasia through to Walindi, down through Kimbe onto Mossa. And they've got an exciting program in place with 50 runners that will then eventually end up in the closing ceremony of the PNG National Games.
How have those runners been chosen? Because I presume it's a mix of athletes and non-athletes.
With the Queen's Baton Relay, it's not just restricted to sports people. It's really engaging the whole community. So the organizing committee in Kimbe have pretty much chosen runners from a whole cross-section of the community. And that way, you know, you're really engaging the whole community in this event.
So once the baton has made that what I suspect will be a memorable visit to Kimbe, it will head back, I believe, to Port Moresby. And at that point, there are, for example, school visits on the agenda as well. So children will be involved.
Yes, we come back with the baton on Sunday on the 3rd, and then Monday is another full program. And we obviously start off with a breakfast with, hosted by the Queensland Business Council. So they host a breakfast. Then we take the Queen's Baton across to the Sir John Guy's complex, where we will have UNICEF and a schools program. A number of schools would then participate in a two-hour program and have the opportunity to see the baton and hold the baton as well, and get to learn about and know about the Commonwealth and what the Queen's Baton means as part of a journey to the Commonwealth Games and carrying the Queen's message. So we have those activities for the schools. Then the Australian High Commission is hosting a reception, and then we end off with a sunset reception hosted by the Governor-General at Government House before it departs on the 5th for Honiara.
So it promises to be quite a dramatic end to the Baton's presence in Papua New Guinea with that sunset reception. Some memorable photos, I'd imagine, for those who are there.
Yes, yes, certainly. It'll be a great backdrop. There's certainly a wonderful view from Government House.
And would you anticipate a lot of people turning out on the streets in Kimbe and in Port Moresby as well to get a glimpse of the Baton?
Well, because the actual relay will be in Kimbe, hopefully we'll have a lot of people witnessing that event, because it will be going through different parts of Kimbe and just outside of Kimbe as well. So we're hoping that the communities in and around Kimbe will get to celebrate and witness the Queen's Baton Relay.